Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of January, 2021. Got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. The Apple Car. I know, kind of folklore about the old Apple television. We've yet to actually see one, and I'm sure we'll never see the television now. But the car could be a different story. Heck, even last month, Reuters reported that Apple had a project called Titan about a self-driving vehicle. And apparently, the production for the vehicle would be around 2024. Well, those rumors have a little bit more weight now, thanks to Hyundai. Because it seems Hyundai and Apple, look like they're going to be collaborating. Now, of course, from an unnamed spokesperson, who probably doesn't want to get fired over at Apple. And this, by the way, is coming from the folks over at CNBC. They're saying that Apple is in discussions with a variety of automakers, but the major one will be Hyundai Motors. Other than that, details very sketchy right now. We do know that a lot of people have been hired, apparently, for the Titan project, and a lot of those people hired were auto engineers. One thing's for sure, I would not be holding my breath and purchasing an Apple car this year. In fact, I wouldn't hold my breath at all. I did that for the Apple television, and, well, I might as well be dead now. Dell and Microsoft have done a little tie-up. So the next time you purchase a new Dell monitor, it actually will have a Microsoft Teams dedicated button right on the thing. Now, according to Dell, this is the world's first conferencing monitors. At least the first ones to be certified by Microsoft, anyways. Now, of course, this isn't the first time Microsoft started certifying stuff. Last year, they certified webcams and even headsets. Now, as far as the little dedicated button that's on the Dell monitors, it will let Microsoft Teams users quickly launch the app, and so that way they can make and receive video calls. And apparently, hands-free commands, they'll also be supported by none other than Cortana, thanks to the monitor's built-in microphone. As far as what the monitors will set you back financially, that is if you don't really want to use your mouse and click on the app on your desktop, the 24-inch Full HD version will start about $520, while the 27-inch version will set you back $719. Finally. Well, we know CES gets underway next week in full swing, but hey, the crap is already coming. Now, yesterday's, not so crap. Yeah, Samsung's TV that you can get out of the box, put on the wall easily. As long as you refinance your house to get the TV. But this one, no. This is not crap either. It actually sucks crap up. And then you don't even have to touch the crap. Nah, this is not an iRobot or Shark vacuum. Nah, this is something completely new from LG. Because this vac sucks, mops, and cleans itself. Yep, get ready for the long name of the LG Cord Zero Thin QA9 Compressor Cordless Vacuum. Yeah, that is the official long-ass title. And the best thing about the vacuum, its docking station will make it easier to charge. And not only that, while it's charging, it takes a dump too. Yep, while it's docked, the stand actually sucks out all the dirt, and that debris then enters the vacuum's dustbin. Now, unfortunately, the vacuum, it can't walk on over your trash can and dump out the crap, but it is all nice and sealed inside, so you never have to get your hands dirty. As far as other features, yes, it will be able to mop too, not just suck. And apparently, the charging station will even have an extra battery for you. The question is, how much does it cost? Well, it's CES. We're not supposed to really know that. Though we are hearing it's going to be in the $1,000 range. You got a story, no one else is listening to you, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, get subscribed to all the fantastic BTN podcasts over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, we're on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our fine community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of all the fun conversations going on over there. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have an excellent weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.